Smile.
90.4 FM.
This morning we want to know about the pettiest reason you've ever broken up with somebody. You know I've got a lot of these, right? I'm not proud of this one.
You said it.
But I am glad I did it.
Okay.
So before I met Peter, I dated this guy, Joe. He was a really nice person, sweetest guy, but he was a bit of a hippie. And he lived on this farm on the West Coast, completely off the grid, wore tie-dye. You know the scene.
Yes.
And he walked around barefoot all day, every day, through the Renosterveld, through the thorns, even on hikes. The man would go hiking barefoot.
No.
And as a result, his heels were really dry and cracked. Just to give you an idea, his heels looked like Thing from Fantastic Four.
Oh, wow.
And if he walked on a carpet, it would sound like Velcro being pulled apart with every step. The one positive was that he could never sneak up on me. And you know what the crazy thing is? He was also a flat earther who didn't believe in deodorant, but it was the feet that I couldn't tolerate.
But you guys were clearly not soulmates.
No, not at all. And apparently there's somebody who wants to talk to me about this. Hey, Cynthia.
Hi. So, Lindy, I just want to thank you, actually, for breaking up with Joe, because as it turns out, the day that you guys broke up, he walked into my beauty salon.
No.
And, yes, and he sat down and he had a little bit of a cry, I'm not even joking with you, and he pulled out his feet. And, yeah, so despite the fact that, you know, maybe valid reasons for breaking up, I sorted him out, we hit it off. And now the man lives with beautiful feet and we're together.
We've You're been joking.
Together for quite a while. Yeah.
Gosh, no.
Are you serious? So Lindy, because of Lindy's pettiness, you are in a full-time relationship with Joe.
Yep.
That's
yep.
Amazing.
So it really worked in my favor. So thank you for that.
Smile Breakfast. 6 tot 9. 6 tot 9. With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.